My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, honey.
See a change in American Idol this year. Well, Betty Ford will be sitting with Simon Cowell.
Wow. Betty Ford is an old broad, and so is that chick, an old chick that won the Golden Globe last night for the Queen movie.
Helen Mirren.
And we did an IMDb thing on her, and she is topless in the movie Calendar Girls.
Yeah. Ah.
And who needs Mr. Skin? There you go, right on IMDb. There she is.
I was also back there, and John was showing me on the computer some stills from Caligula when she was in her prime.
Yes.
And she's a handsome woman in that movie.
Daddy liked to see that.
Yeah.
Daddy liked that.
Yeah. She's this is 2005, they tell me. This picture in the bottom right here.
Yeah.
That's just 2 years ago.
Yeah, Calendar Girls. I know. She's an ITF-er. She's an old broad. Probably break her in half. Can you imagine that? Break a rib or something. Yeah.
Break, crack a rib.
No doubt.
At the very least.
Try to TF her.
The queen.
Okay, now TF is part of sex. I don't know if I'm just trying to a clumsy segue into this.
They wouldn't have had that back in on this tape.
I don't think
wouldn't
so.
Go into that kind of
they
detail.
They don't cover that, so. No.
There's a way that you can.
Keeping in mind that we want to get to the Buzz News Hour here and have plenty of time for it, we're going to get into this today. Just get into it a little bit, the way that they intended it back in the 50s.
Just a little taste.
Late 50s, early 60s. And we'll hear more tomorrow. Boys, sex, instruction. Video,
yeah,
and this, Mike. The
I never had this growing up. I never had that. I never
didn't?
Had that. No,
oh,
no, no.
This was a big deal in the fifth.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
I bet it was exciting, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. Did a little more research. The year of my birth, 1958.
Oh, that's when this came out,
right?
And 48 years ago.
They never changed the film for many years.
Then the fertilized egg becomes attached to the uterus wall.
This is where we're going to educate our listeners. This one.
Now, this is when the giggling would begin. As soon as you heard uterus,
baby making.
And the cells multiply and grow into a baby.
Yes.
Yeah, but how's it get there? You know, not just the sperm and egg stuff. I mean, well, what really happens?
Yeah. Oh, really happens? Now all the boys in school are rubbing their hands together right now.
I mention in this video, all the boys are naked, incidentally.
Yes.
and the guy who's narrating is wearing a Boy Scout uniform.
He's fully clothed.
Right.
Well, not fully, Mike. The cow's out of the barn.
Oh, that's right. He's got a riding crop.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse. Well, that happens like this. Here.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Is he showing?
Here's a cross-section of the vagina. The erect enters here. And rhythmic movements, a pumping back and forth, causes an ejection from the
I'm confused with all these beeps, Mike.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it with the beeps.
I'm confused. I don't understand what goes where.
Why, instructor, why have you beeped these words out?
Some of the sperm swim up here through the uterus and on into the tube, where they may or may not meet an egg cell. If one does, then...
God, I'd die for an egg cell sandwich right now.
That's good.
Be like Ugly Betty, though. Get it caught in my braces. I got egg cell in my braces. Mm.
Nice little, get yourself a nice egg cell sandwich.
The egg is fertilized and settles down here in the uterus and grows into a baby. About 9 months later, the baby is born. Through the vagina. This is how we all came into the world.
All right.
There's an 80% chance that the baby will grow up to be a total jerk.
Here's the next instructional piece of video.
What's this one called?
No, there's no special age. No special age.
See, I hear that on the surface, and I think that's a terrible message to be sending
out.
I'm totally confused by that.
Well, let's listen to it, Mike.
58?
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Sounds like us talking.
I think anybody can understand what he's talking about.
Here's the one about there's no special age.
Yeah, but babies and all that. That's not all you go out with girls for, is it?
It almost sounds like the Beaver and Beaver and Wally.
Yeah, yes.
What? Go on.
Oh, you just Spanky. Sparky.
Why, you don't know.
No.
I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, come on.
I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, where do babies come from?
I wish I had a big watermelon.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, but babies and all that. That's not all you go out with girls for, is it?
Yes, that's all you go out with a girl for,
baby.
To have a baby.
To make a baby.
No, you're right.
There he is.
Going out with girls is fun. When you get older, you probably want to get married and start a family.
Yeah.
Say, when should a guy start going around with girls?
Oh, there's no real answer to that. Whenever you feel like it, I guess. Maybe the first time you'll want to ask someone to a party or a dance.
Now, the playing around, you see, that's a different era now. Uh-huh. Playing around now would have a completely different connotation than it does in that, you know?
Well, go on.
Go ahead and rub a dummy and wish for something. What I wish for? Or anything. Go ahead and rub it.
Rub it.
I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, racist.
I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had.
See, it's the little Afro-American boy.
Yes, who wishes.
And he's wishing he had a watermelon.
Right. Now, I'll go figure that one out.
So we could go watch the MLK doubleheader on TNT.
Oh, come on.
Watermelon. Oh, I wish for something big. I wish I had a big watermelon.
You know, Spanky kept that attitude up until his death.
Yes, he did.
Really? How are you, Spanky? Oh, fine.
You'll need a partner, but there's no special age. Just like there isn't any special reason for taking a girl out. Most guys just like female company.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for today, fellas.
Well, that's terrible.
Let's get out to practice, huh?
Let's get out there. Oh, so it's the coach.
What kind of practice?
Let's
hear about the dreams.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I said the same thing to Buzz today.
Uh-huh. We have this conversation regularly.
Jan had to get me rubber sheets.
How often do you come in and say that? God, it seems like at least once a week.
Every day of the week that ends with Y.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
What's that?
Oh, you know. Sperm comes out of your...
What comes out of... What
sperm.
Oh, he said sperm comes out of your...
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sticky stuff. Guys...
Oh, man. This is why you and I would have been thrown out of the classroom. You and I. With
hey,
that
you know
reaction.
Something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
What's that?
Oh, you know, when sperm comes out of your sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby. Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No.
Oh,
he
shut up.
He never told much about anything. So that means you can start a baby.
It was something new to Bill,
hey.
Just as a lot of other things were new.
Uh-huh.
Growing up is a time of change.
Sure is.
Everything seems to happen at once.
Honey, give me the biggest kiss you got.
Hey, guess what? They put a sign in Coach's yard last night.
Let's hear one more for you. We'll hear the rest of these tomorrow. Let's just hear about introducing boys to their testes.
Ah, very good.
Oh, nice.
But everybody doesn't develop at the same time.
Of course not.
In the same way. Jim, for instance, is bigger all over than you, Pete.
Jim McClure. Big gum Jim.
That just means he started filling out earlier. You'll catch up.
Are they talking about size?
George now is growing tall instead of filling out.
Yeah.
Mike is more like Jim.
Mike O'Mara is more like Big Gum Jim.
That's why we're going to call you Thimble, Mike.
Ben will be tall, probably, and big all over. Well, everybody is just naturally a little different.
Yeah, but where do these glands come in?
Well, it's the sex glands, or testes, that actually get these changes going. Here.
Here. Let me cup them.
Here, have a look at mine.
Here. I'm putting my hands out now.
Now, we've been talking about these in class, but I thought I'd show you mine.
Maybe a diagram will help.
A diagram.
Take a look at this diagram. Now, I'm going to take this pointer. This is righty. This is lefty.
All right, well, it's time for the news.
This is a diagram from Blue Boy.
Excellent notion.
We have not yet heard about puberty, the section called Here's Your Penis.
Boys, this is a picture of Helen Mirren.
All of this tomorrow. We'll learn a lot more tomorrow. A
lot more education coming up.
How about that?
Hopefully you'll be able to decipher this educational material, even with our beeps.
There's so much to learn.
I remember before the show today, I turned to Buzz and I said...
Hey, you know something?
It's exactly how you said it, too.
I had a dream last night.
He says it the same way every day when Don comes in. Hey, you know something?
And then you know what's coming.
Right as I'm shaking Buzz's hand. All right, so the news and the comments is straight ahead.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.